Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, May 3rd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office Traffic Unit investigated a crash involving a motorcycle and a car on County Line Road in Lakeland. Preliminary information is as follows. Around 11:20 p.m. on Thursday, April 29th, the PCSO Emergency Communications Center received a 911 call about a crash with injuries on County Line Road at the intersection with West Pipkin Road. Upon arrival, first responders located 33-year-old Matthew Ricketts Rivera of Lakeland deceased. He was operating a 2019 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. The driver of the car involved, 58-year-old John Simon, had minor injuries and was transported to a local hospital to be treated. According to the evidence and witnesses, Simon was driving a 2015 charcoal Toyota Corolla northbound on County Line Road while Ricketts Rivera was heading southbound on his motorcycle. Ricketts Rivera's wife was behind him in the car. Simon entered into the left turn lane at the intersection with West Pipkin Road and made a U-turn to head south on County Line. As he made the turn, he entered into the path of the motorcycle. The motorcyclist braked but was unable to avoid hitting the car and struck a passenger side of the Corolla, ejecting him from the bike. He was not wearing a helmet. County Line Road was closed for approximately 2.5 hours during the investigation, which is ongoing. Your local events, the Send Me Missions 10th Annual 5K Run and Walk, is this Friday, May 7th. Check-in starts at 5:30 p.m. with multiple races and events throughout the evening, including a kids' half-mile dash and one-mile fun run. It's at historic downtown Wauchula, 417 West Main Street. For more information, you can call Jamie at 863-800-9654. That's 863-800-9654. Your jobs here in the area, Cannon's Appliance Service is looking for an appliance repair technician. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, U.S. work authorization, and related experience. Shearer Construction is looking for a bolted tank installer. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Volunteers of America of Florida is looking for a part-time maintenance worker. A driver's license and 1 year of building maintenance experience are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father.
First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your weather conditions clear. Temperature is 86 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 70. Relative humidity 59%. Heat index is 91. Wind south at 14 miles an hour. The visibility 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:47 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Boaters, use caution on area lakes this afternoon. Mostly sunny, hot with highs in the mid-90s. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows around 70. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Becoming southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. 20% chance of rain. Heat index values up to 105. And Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Farm Bureau President John L. Hoblick is applauding Governor Ron DeSantis after he signed Senate Bill 88, the historic farming operations bill that modernizes Florida's Right to Farm Act. Hoblick tells the Florida Farm Bureau strengthening Florida's right to farm law minimizes nuisance lawsuits and claims, enabling farmers to focus on the mission of providing food and remaining in business. The Right to Farm bill will take effect July 1st. A new study demonstrates switching to biodiesel could result in significant health benefits such as decreased cancer risk, fewer premature deaths, and reduced asthma attacks. According to agrimarketing.com, the fuel research was conducted at 13 U.S. sites exposed to high rates of petroleum diesel pollution to assess the public health benefits and potential economic savings of converting from petroleum-based diesel to 100% biodiesel, or B100. Biodiesel is a readily available low-carbon renewable fuel made from a diverse mix of resources like soybean oil, recycled cooking oil, and animal fats. What do farmers think about President Biden's goal of cutting greenhouse gas emissions 50% by 2030? AgWeb.com reports in an April 27th Farm Journal Pulse poll, they ask what that would mean for agriculture. Of the 976 respondents, 4% said positive, creating new revenue, 72% answered negative, creating new regulation, 14% said both positive and negative, 1% were neutral, and 9% didn't know.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Farmers and ranchers faced unprecedented struggles last year during the height of the global pandemic. Livestock ranchers were used to biocontrol on their operations, but COVID-19 took things to the extreme. To help better prepare farmers and ranchers, Animal Agriculture Alliance will be holding a virtual summit titled Obstacles to Opportunities. Organizers call the summit a focus on overcoming obstacles for farm security. Animal Ag Alliance's Emily Solis says the virtual panelists will touch on any unprecedented challenges that cropped up during last year's pandemic and how farmers can turn those obstacles into prime opportunities in the future.
Some of those include where we saw some of the challenges from the processing of meat products, and we saw some bare shelves earlier on in the pandemic. So we're kind of looking at those obstacles and trying to figure out how can we turn those obstacles into opportunities for the decades to come.
Solis adds that the panel will focus on tools farmers or producers can use at any operation of any size. She adds summit organizers want participants to walk away with the ability to overcome any obstacle.
Just equipping them with whatever they need to feel confident moving forward and feel like they have the tools in their toolbox to really make the most of these obstacles and really turn these into opportunities.
The virtual summit takes place May 5th and 6th. For more information on the summit, go to animalagalliance.org.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning on this first trading day of May. Investors looking ahead to a new batch of economic reports, not the least of which is the April employment report, and that is due out on Friday. Vice Chairman Greg Abel will succeed billionaire Warren Buffett as Berkshire Hathaway CEO. Buffett confirming the succession plan today on CNBC. AOL and Yahoo being sold again, this time to a private equity firm. Verizon will sell Verizon Media, which consists of the Pioneer Tech platforms, to Apollo Global Management. It is a $5 billion deal. Chinese financial regulators have summoned 13 companies engaged in online financial services, including Tencent and ByteDance, ordering them to strengthen their anti-monopoly measures. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A slugfest in Cincinnati Sunday. Reds hit five dingers. Chicago went deep five times, but lost for the seventh time in nine games. 13-12 the final. Cubs outfielder Chris Bryant, who homered twice, says it was an action-packed game.
Just a great game. I mean, I know we didn't win, but if I'm a fan going to a baseball game, that's what I want to see. Think of 10 home runs to mine. A lot of action, great plays, lead changes. I mean, it's just, you know, a great game.
Mets beat the Phillies 8-7. Blue Jays 7-2 over the Braves. Yankees shut out the Tigers 2-0. Rays 5-4 over the Astros. Twins pummel the Royals 13-4. Indians 5-0 over the White Sox. Rangers beat the Red Sox 5-3. A's over the Orioles. Mariners beat the Angels. Nationals beat the Marlins. Cardinals shut out the Pirates, Dodgers thumped the Brewers, Giants over the Padres, and the Diamondbacks beat the Rockies. This is SRN Sports. In basketball, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 49 points. Bucks beat the Nets 117-114.
You want to be a part of games like this. You know, growing up, you want to play against the best, and coming down the wire and going back and forth, that's what you always dreamed about.
Kevin Durant had 42 points and 10 boards for the Nets, but he missed a difficult fadeaway three-pointer at the buzzer. Trailblazers beat the Celtics 129-119. Heat over the Hornets 121-111. Knicks beat the Rockets 122-97. Sixers over the Spurs in overtime 113-111. Suns beat the Thunder 123-120. Kings 111-99 over the Mavericks. Luka Doncic 30 points before getting ejected in the final minute after his second technical foul. Doncic just one technical away from a one-game suspension. And the Raptors beat the Lakers 121-114 in the night game. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, why is the day that you do laundry, cook, clean, iron, and so on called a day off? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.